You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. One of the things that religion does is to make people to have confidence in the flesh, in which you think that carrying out some fleshy activities, that is what makes you to be righteous or to be good. And so you feel confident in things like that. That's why people will give so much emphasis on the style of clothing, but we not so much look at the matter of the heart. However, I want us to focus more on that last part that says we have no confidence in the flesh. Many people think that as you mature in Christ, you will become more confident. Well, not exactly. Actually, as you grow in Christ, you begin to lose confidence in your flesh. A sign of maturity is that you don't trust in your flesh. So when you are maturing, you'll be doing away with the flesh, with the confidence in the flesh. But there's something that gives people problem in working with God. You see, many times you make a lot of promises. For example, you face a situation and you get angry or you misbehave or you commit a particular sin, you know, you feel bad. You now promise, you say to yourself, I will not do this again. I want to tell you, you will do it because you are making that promise in the flesh. Anybody that is maturing in the Lord will never make such statement. Once you begin to make those kind of statements that, I will not do this thing again, you will do it again. You are speaking in the flesh. How does people who are mature in Christ, how do they view situations like that? They say, Lord, help me. You see that all? You see, they recognize that in their flesh, they cannot stand. You see, Peter was saying to Jesus in the flesh, I will not betray you. I will not betray you. Trust me, I won't betray you. But he betrayed Jesus. It was in the flesh. Be careful of making decisions in the flesh, of having confidence in your flesh, in your determination to do or not to do something. You are going to fail. And you are going to feel frustrated because by the time you fail over and over and over again, it begins to look like this Christianity is not real. That's why Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. For you to access the kingdom of God, to access his power, his grace, his glory, you must become weak. You must become dependent. Actually, the more you know Jesus, the more you become dependent on him. That's why Paul said, I will rather glory in my weakness, in my infirmity. You see, he wants to be weak so that the power of Christ can increase in him. So anybody that is genuinely walking in Christ, you will not have confidence in the flesh. If Paul is saying that he had no confidence in the flesh, including self-righteousness. I know some people, we embrace self-righteousness. But Paul said, the things that were gained to me, I count it for dung, for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus. He said, concerning the law, he was blameless. How many of you will want to give up that kind of blamelessness? No, you want to be proud of it. You want everybody to know you married as a virgin. You want everybody to know that you've never stolen before. You want everybody to know you have never committed adultery. You never fornicated. It becomes pride, whereas it is not salvation. It is not salvation. You are still, that's not what gives you eternal life. So please, don't be confident in the flesh. Always in your heart, depend on the Lord. And what I'm saying, I'm not just talking about semantics. I'm not just talking about what you say. Because some people will say now, they said, we should not be saying, I will not do it again. Well, let me add grace to it. I will not do it again by the grace of God. See, it's not semantics we are talking about. It's still the same thing. You are probably going to do it again. What you really need is to recognize that without Jesus, you can do nothing. That revelation must be absolutely clear to you. So when I see preachers who are coming to preach and they are saying there will be miracles, there will be healings, there will be all of those things, I'm telling you, even Paul cannot speak like that. Peter cannot assure you that when he comes to town, there will be healing, there will be miracle. I'm like, these people, do they really sure they know the Lord? Somebody say, oh no, maybe they are walking in faith. No, that is not faith. That is not faith. You see, you are not in control. You know, God can decide at a meeting. It's not, who told you at every meeting God must heal? He may save soul without healing anybody. He may save soul without any miracle taking place, apart from the greatest miracle of the salvation of the souls of men. He is fully in control. Paul was never going about just healing people and doing miracles. No, it came to a point, the Bible said, God, through the hand of Paul, wrought great miracles. That was not an happening that was happening every day. That was not something Paul had control. And the following day, he said, come, I can do this. No, there was a time God did that in his life, but he had no control over it. Ours is to pray. Ours is to look up to God and say, Lord, at this meeting, glorify Jesus Christ and draw men to be saved to your kingdom. That is all. If it pleases God, you will see God will do great and wonderful things. We can ask for healing. We can ask for miracles. We can pray for all of those things. But the point I'm really making is that you have to depend on him. I can tell you from preaching, including recording this particular podcast that you are listening to, I'm not confident. I don't just pick mic and know what I'm going to say. I've been preaching for over 24 years. There is no time you invite me to preach that I'm confident in what I'm going to say. And I love it that way. In fact, I know that the day I'm confident, I know I'm finished. So I'm always praying to God, don't let me be finished. I'm always jittery. I'm always afraid before I come online. People think that I'm so courageous, I'm so bold, I can just come online and preach. On the contrary, I'm actually having fears. I'm having doubt. I'm not sure. I'm a bit weak. But then I know that that is the state I ought to be in order for the power of God to manifest through my life. It's not that I don't have faith in God, but I am not in control. You see, something that you are not in control, that you can't predict, you know, you will have to have some decent fear, you know, because it's not in your control. So please, the point is that don't have confidence in the flesh. Let your confidence be in Christ. Without him, you can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.